share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Still have your old address and your identification card, I see. Well, looks like it's time for you to change that. According to the National Registration Department's, JPN, website, you might just be breaking the law if you don't change your address to where you currently reside, as Regulation 15 of the National Registration Regulations 1990 states that the holder of an identity card who will be changing the current place of residence to another place of residence for a period of 90 days or more shall change the address on the identity card. Quote, it is of regular importance for the public to change their address when it comes to voters' registration during the election period. However, the need for change is crucial, as it can be easier for the authorities to identify your origin during the Movement Control Order, MCO. In order for such changes to be made, IC holders must head to JPN with all their supporting documents. Documents such as their electricity bills, water bills, property assessment tax, sale and purchase agreement, and tenancy agreement, and others are required as proof of residence. Documents from your village head, Tuai Rumah, longhouse head, assembly person, member of parliament, or Malaysian Armed Forces, ATM, are accepted if no other documents are available. Furthermore, as this also applies to people who live in a rented residence, IC holders are not allowed to use their workplace, organizations, and post office, PO, boxes as their addresses. Those wishing to change their address can make an appointment via MyJanji Temu before visiting any JPN branch. Also read, Matt Rempits get nabbed by police for breaching SOPs just to eat in another state. Source. Awani Source. Bernama Source. Awani Source. Awani Source. WAB. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.